Welcome back to Mind Coliseum. In today's video, I am going to share with you the fourth way that you can deal with anxiety. It could be anxiety attacks or nervous attacks, but the fourth way to deal with anxiety. If you haven't seen the first, second, and third way to deal with anxiety, go back to my previous three videos on the subject. So, now, the fourth way that you can deal with anxiety is face your fears. Yeah? Or face that fear. All right? That fear, face it. That thing, those things bringing on the panic attacks, face them. And you've heard it all before, face your fears, but let's get real right now. Right now, let's get real right now. You're having an anxiety attack because you actually are attempting to do that thing. Let that sink in. You are having the anxiety attack because you are actually attempting to do something. So don't feel sorry for yourself that you are having the anxiety attack. And I don't mean that in an insensitive way. What I mean is this. Do not feel sorry for yourself. Take pride. Take power. Feel empowered and strong from the fact that you are having this anxiety, this panic attack, this nervous attack, because you are doing something or you are attempting to do something that you genuinely want to do. Let's focus on that for a minute. You are attempting to do something, or you are in the middle of doing something that you genuinely want to do. And you're not watching this video because you had a panic attack once. You're watching it because you've had it at least five times. At least five times. Which means you keep going back to that thing that's giving you the anxiety attack. Now, I'm not about to say stop going back to that thing that's giving you anxiety attack. I'm not going to say it's your fault. No, what I'm saying is you want to achieve something. Otherwise, why do you keep doing that thing that's giving you the anxiety attacks? Think about it. Forget about you are having an anxiety attack and you are a weak person and you don't know how to deal with the situation. We could focus on that, and that could be true. But who says we cannot change the perspective and look at it from the point of view of you? Actually, you have a purpose. That purpose could be temporary. Maybe you just want to learn how to public speak for the office meeting. And the more you practice with your family, your friends, with strangers, the more you get that anxiety attack. So that purpose could be a short-term thing. It's just for a while. Your purpose, your mission for that month is to get better at speaking in front of people. That's your mission. That's your purpose for that month. That short-term purpose, that short-term mission. So don't see yourself as a weak person who is not confident. No, see yourself as a brave individual who is actually trying to do something worth doing. It means a lot to you. And you are an awesome person, right? So that means whatever you do means something. So this thing that you are trying to do that's making you anxious and fearful and weak and scared, that then means a lot to you. You are doing something important, or you want to do something important. Focus on that. You are someone who is committed, because once again, you are having those attacks because you keep going back to that thing. You don't watch videos like this because you had a panic attack once. No. You don't seek a therapist because you had a problem once. No. You seek help. Like watching my video and sharing it. You seek help like this because you are experiencing this thing over and over again, and you want to know how to become unstuck, because you are stuck at this point. What I'm going to tell you is this. Keep going. Yes, keep going. Think about it. You didn't know you had this issue before, right? Until you attempted to do something. Like, for example, you want to speak in front of your company, you have a presentation to present to them. You didn't know you had this issue before, right? Because you never had to do that before. But now they want to test you, test your competence, see how well you do under pressure. They want to know if you're good for that role, if you're the right person for that position. And here you are, having a panic attack and watching my video for help on that. You know what that means? That means now you're no longer someone who didn't know you had a problem. Now you know you have a problem. That's a good thing. So you didn't know, now you know, and you are seeking help because you're feeling the attacks every single goddamn time. Well, guess what? You have to keep going. See, tips and tricks, no. You don't need tips and tricks. You need to become someone who doesn't get anxious when you speak in front of people. You need to become someone that when it's time to go, you go. When it's time to run and sprint, you go ahead. When it's time to fill in that application, you're not nervous, you just do it. You're not scared. When it's time to speak to that person, you go and speak to them. When it's time to say no, you say no. You need to become that person. And you know how you can become that person? Yes, of course, watch all my videos, of course. But another way is this. Keep exposing yourself to that situation. And then you start getting less attacks until you become someone who is bigger than your attacks. Even if they come, you deal with them better. Doesn't mean they disappear, but you know how to deal with them now. To the point where they are becoming unnoticeable. They're like a quiet voice that what they have to say doesn't mean anything. You know why? Because the voice in here is going to be louder than the doubt. Stay tuned for the fifth way that you can use to deal with anxiety. Like, comment, subscribe, and click on that notification button for the fifth way that you will deal with that anxiety. Stay blessed.